This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi folks, Kyle Warren here. You're listening to an encore presentation of the program this morning, right here on this great radio station.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
You know, it's really something to think about when you think about this idea that this war started, Hamas attacked Israel because there was a genuine chance that Saudi Arabia could normalize relations with Israel. In other words, continue to expand the peace process and actually begin to make peace. This is just a terrible, terrible eventuality that we've seen as we watch what's happening in Israel. Folks, welcome to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Tuesday edition. We're broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station of AM 860 The Answer by way of Southern California, of course. And we're broadcasting out to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country. And, of course, up on the satellite with the GCN Network. Good morning to everybody. And GCN, and good morning to you if you're streaming the program. Wherever you're listening to us from, we want to give you a very special shout out this morning, especially if you're working across the overnight hours in America, you're driving a big rig, whatever it is that you're doing, working, if you're a first responder or a police officer, we're glad that you're along here with us. Our toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Again, my name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you. And of course, we've got a very special guest, of course, this hour, and that is none other than Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired, and he's here this morning once again, as he is every Tuesday and Thursday here on the program. He's also the chairman of the Manatee County Liberty Caucus. Welcome, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright.
Hey, good morning, Professor. Great to be with you.
Well, it's great to hear your voice again here, sir, because we have so much to talk about, obviously, and ever since this happened, I know that you're going to have some insights for us, and of course, what's happening right now, we understand that some 1,500 bodies of Hamas militants have now been found inside Israel after they were able to secure the border. That's just for openers.
Yeah, that's right, and Prime Minister Netanyahu said that there are still some of those militants in Israel itself. Denise Simon laid out a lot of things very well in the earlier segments. I'd like to expand on just two things that she talked about. First, let's go back almost a half century ago, believe it or not, to the Camp David Accords, a peace that was brokered by President Carter, the United States of America, with some help from Anwar Sadat in Egypt, in which Prime Minister Menachem Begin and Yasser Arafat shook hands. At that time in history, many people in the world could actually conceive, dream of a two-state solution. It would not be easy. It would take a long time. It wasn't a sure thing. But now here, a half century later, I would say today, that a two-state solution is not only a pipe dream, it is absolutely inconceivable, will never happen. And what has happened over the last 50 years, culminating in this state-sponsored terrorist attack by Hamas, state-sponsored by Iran, is the thing that has put the stake through the heart of any conception of that. The second thing, I'd like to expand a little bit on the historical, the long-term historical of this. You know, the idea of Palestinians, it actually comes from the biblical Philistines, from the Bible. And if you're a Palestinian or an Arab, you go back a couple millennia to the time in which the Philistines actually conquered the Israelites in the land of modern-day Israel. If you're an Israeli, and if you take it back even further, you know that the Israelites were the occupiers of that era. And a little bit more on the Philistines. To this day, there was never any bloodline or race connection that we could call Palestinians. I'm not saying Palestinians is a fiction, but it has been created in such a way that it is largely untrue. And the anybody today that wants to identify as a Palestinian, they do it. Any Arab that does, even though they have absolutely no connection, no right to make the claim to be a Palestinian, and many of the 5 million in the most densely populated place on earth, which is the Gaza Strip, that claim to be Palestinians are. And with Hamas and Hezbollah and all that, the Yasser Arafat and the PLO, and the idea that there was even a Palestinians, that's dead. They never controlled it, and they haven't for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And see, yeah, I'm so glad you're talking about this, because when you go back in, literally go into history and even ancient history, you know, things start to become a little bit more clear in the sense that it's not quite as cut and dried as some of these activists might want you to think that it is, because they really want to try to make you believe that Israel really is just the second iteration of South Africa, as it was when Mandela was going against the actual apartheid regime that existed there.
Exactly. Well, and see what's happening in South Africa now. But and you're right. And I think it's important to point out that there are own State Department, and this is very telling about who is in the State Department and pulling some of the levers there. When they issue and then retract a call for a ceasefire, that's extraordinarily telling, because that is what this Arab world and those supporters have often done. There will be an incredible terrorist attack, an attack on Israel, and then when they respond and they're getting ready to graduate that response to that, all of a sudden the United Nations and members in the world start to call for a ceasefire. And the United States of America, on our behalf, the State Department was going to issue such a call, and then they had to retract it.
That's right, yeah. Anthony Blinken had his tweet go out, and then he deleted it, but it talked about a ceasefire in his conversations with the leader of Turkey. All right, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, stay right there, because we're going to return in just a flash. 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren with you. We'll be right back.
This is an encore presentation. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an encore presentation.
Scorpions, rock you like a hurricane. That's going to wake you up this morning as we come back here in hour number four. And we are continuing on, folks. 1-877-969-8600. 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, especially if you're listening on 101.5 KDON, the talk of Las Vegas, or if you're listening on the mighty 710 KNUS in Denver, Colorado. And, of course, we've got the Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright holding on the line here for us in just a moment. I'm going to tell you real quick, don't forget about Relief Factor. You want to check out Relief Factor, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check out their $19.95 3-week quick start. Don't forget, it's got these great ingredients that help the body's own natural ability to respond to inflammation, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. You want to check them out. Again, Relief Factor. factor.com/captain, because all you have to lose is pain. All right, well, right back now to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who's holding patiently on the line. Good morning again, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Professor. Hey, just a word of note, love you like a hurricane. I want to remind folks that that does not mean that we love hurricanes, and thankfully here in Florida, we're on the downward side of the hurricane high season, and knock on wood, we'll see to the end here in a month and a half, and we'll not experience any more hurricanes.
That's right. Here for that. It was quite an active season. At least they were anticipating. But certainly anything like the hurricane that would come through, it just been, you know, I think people have had quite enough of that. And I'll tell you this, when I was, well, just a couple of months ago now, we had the hurricane here in Southern California, and it wasn't even close to being anything, I think, like what you experience in Florida. but definitely having an earthquake on the same day, I didn't know what to think at that point. All right. Well, we're glad to be back with you here, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We continue to see what's happening over in Israel. We understand now, again, that this hope for the Saudi relations normalizing with Israel, that is dwindling very, very quickly. And, of course, it's because Hamas and the other terror groups, they don't want peace with Israel. They're not interested in the size of Israel. They literally want to drive Israel into the ocean.
Yeah, that's right. And I don't know if it'll be resurrected. That's a shame. And quite honestly, historically speaking, we know that the fact that they were on the verge of coming up with something historical is probably what had a big part in the Iranian state-sponsored terrorist attack by Hamas. We know that. And the calls by many here in the United States, not enough, but many, certainly not the squad, calling for the Arab nations, the world, without any equivocation, to call out what Hamas did for what it is, instead of always say, yeah, but if there hadn't been the blockade of Gaza at all by Israel, if yada, 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 mush, absolute mush. And if Saudi Arabia was actually a true pursuer of peace, and then it should say quite clearly, it doesn't necessarily have to say, hey, we're all in for peace with Israel without any negotiation. But to say that we're going to stay true to that path, they absolutely must come clean and just say, call it what happened, what it is. That's a reasonable request out of the rational Arab nations in the world. And, of course, Iran, I would discount out of that number.
Well, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, obviously Israel is going to make some kind of major operation going into Gaza. They secured the border right now, but they're going to go in. There's hostages in there. They're being told that they're going to be executing them on live broadcast. And again, it was a horrible, inhuman thing to do. But tell us about what Israel is going to encounter. This seems to me like this is door-to-door. I want to say like in Fallujah or something like that, this kind of operation is not easy and could be very protracted.
Oh, it's 100 times more difficult than Fallujah. Because as I pointed out earlier, the Gaza Strip is one of the most densely populated places on Earth. I mean, we talk about the small state of Israel itself and its total, the state of the size of New Jersey. And then you take a fraction of that and you have the Gaza Strip, bordered on the Mediterranean one side and Israel on the other, and then you cram 5-6 million people into that area, and every square inch of Gaza is a door-to-door fight. It's got civilians, it's got all manner of folks crammed into that, and we have no idea. So folks need to buckle up. This is going to be a long, protracted, extraordinarily ugly, and the worst of humanity is going to be revealed as this happens. And then, of course, depending on who's telling the story, you know, the worst of humanity be reflected either by Israelis, who are, in my mind, righteously going to put an end to Hamas in the Gaza Strip forever. I see no other another end. I don't. I'm not a warmonger, but I absolutely cannot see any alternative to that. And it's going to be ugly, and the United States and the world needs to be prepared for what's going to follow. It's going to take a long time. And that's the reason why, for the first time in 1973, Israel declared war.
Well, of course, what Hamas did with the amount of brutality and the amount of just inhumane actions that they took, grisly is a mild way of putting it, but they're drawing then the Israelis into Gaza to do this door-to-door fight, and that, I think, maybe in the mind of Hamas and the Palestinians' sympathizers and so forth, that they would believe that that would work in their favor, because over time there's going to be all these pictures of this terrible fighting, and they'll say, look what Israel's doing to us. And in some ways, they've tried to bait them, perhaps, to come across the border.
Yeah, and many will forget the fundamental fact that what Hamas did, as you just described, is the essential definition of what terrorism is. And I've noted that some of the mainstream media, the left-leaning mainstream media, some of their folks have even come out to say, well, this didn't just start with this, but they say, we need to quit using the word terrorist, because it is a race baiting, a baiting kind of term, and we need to put that to rest. Baloney. I would hope that what the world has witnessed will put to rest that insane notion that there is no such thing as terrorism, and that to call anything a terrorism, which is to call a spade, is somehow increasing hostilities and all that, instead of calling it what it is, to call out what would be a righteous reaction to what was state-sponsored terrorism.
Well, they're not freedom fighters in that sense. This isn't George Washington going across the border to try to get after the terrible Israeli regime or something like that. But yet you've got a lot of people who actually believe, or at least characterize it, as though Hamas did a good thing because they're being, you know, Israel is terrible. I just can't imagine that this is justification for anything.
Yeah, but we should be surprised with it. I mean, we've had, in my lifetime, for the 62 years I've been on Earth, this has been the story has got this. So nobody should be surprised that certain folks will portray it one way, certain others like that. You know what? It's deja vu all over again. And those that have failed to follow that and know that and try to create a fictional history, where the reality, which is ought to be the genuine history, is what ought to be portrayed. I mean, all sides make mistakes, but make no mistake about it. Israel isn't a right. It's fighting for its very existence. And we, the United States of America, where we're complacent upon our borders and are just now waking up to the fact that, oh, wait a minute. Sovereignty of the United States might be threatened by our poor southern border. And we get reminded of that, and only then do we have just a fraction of the taste of what it's like to spend every day having to be mindful about your existence as a people and as a nation, as Israel has had to do.
You're very, very right about that. And Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, would you like to stay over for an extra segment? Because I've got some questions for political questions regarding the election and moving forward.
Professor, I'd be happy to do that. I'm staying tuned in with you.
Sounds good. Okay, folks, stay right there because we'll have more with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright coming right up right after we return. And don't forget the call-in number if you'd have a question or a comment for us, 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren with you. We'll be right back.
Listening to an encore presentation.
Third Watch.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA News Update. Law enforcement across the United States will be on alert after a former Hamas boss publicly called for a global day of jihad today. There have already been some clashes between pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian marches across the United States since the terrorist group Hamas barbarically attacked Israel last Saturday. Republican Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas says he's concerned about synagogues being a target. Yesterday, Israel has informed the United Nations that all Palestinians in northern Gaza should leave within 24 hours. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is planning on returning to New York's civil fraud trial to watch Michael Cohen testify. Trump's former lawyer Cohen is expected to give 2 days of testimony next week. While in New York, Trump is also expected to be deposed in a case involving two former FBI officials who he repeatedly called out for being of little worth in public. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Is an encore presentation.
All right, 1-877-969-8600. That is the number if you'd like to call in and opine. 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, as we go across your radio dial in the overnight hours all across America. And, folks, this is the place for news and political talk all through the overnights in America. And, if you, again, we'd love to hear your opinion about things. We've got Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright holding on the line. And we have so much more to talk about as we head into this final half hour of the program this morning. It's 5:33 on the East Coast. It's 2:33 over here on the West Coast. And things are still developing over in Israel, because right now in Jerusalem, Israel, and Israel proper there, is about 12:33 p.m. in the afternoon. So events continue to move very quickly. And once again, and Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, good morning and welcome back to the program.
Hey, good morning. Great to be with you.
Absolutely. Well, right before we went to the bottom of the hour break, I wanted to ask you, or I was going to be asking you, about some of the political implications. Well, first off, we saw RFK Jr. Essentially break from the Democrat Party, become independent. But so that's going to have some influence on, the discussion in the election in general. But doesn't this change the ballgame now for some of these declared candidates, and maybe there's some undeclared candidates out there who might be a good fit because of the now super important foreign policy aspect of the presidential election.
Yeah. His RFK declaring his independence, I do have a few thoughts on that. RFK is an enigma. He's an interesting thing, similar to Ross Perot, but his impact on the outcome of the presidential election in November, I think, is going to be quite a bit different than Ross Perot's was. First of all, Ross Perot garnered 17% of the vote. Ross Perot's running is what led to William Jefferson Clinton being into the White House. I know that to be true. RFK is a little bit different. He's a little bit like Bobby, a little bit like JFK, but he's a little bit entirely unique. And I think, as you pointed out in an earlier segment, he's definitely not aligned with the modern day Kennedy family. And of course, the Kennedy name itself, harkens back half a century ago. But the folks now, it's a little bit different. But the impact that he will have on his election, I think, is entirely different, because I think RFK, he's not going to draw conservative voters. He will draw some Republican voters. He will definitely draw some independent voters. He will definitely draw some Democrat voters. Because you looked at the longstanding polls where there's a significant number of Democrats, Republicans, that really are not entirely crazy about the choice between either Biden or the presumptive Republican nominee, Donald J. Trump. And so what do I think the impact would be? Well, he's going to draw from both, but I think in the end, the net result will be is that Biden will be hurt more by an independent run by RFK. Now, there may be some other things that will happen, all that, but I think this was probably the major thing, and of course, waiting to either affirm or confirming whether Donald J. Trump is going to be your Republican nominee will be the next big thing. But that's my take on what I think the impact will be. A little bit like Ross Perot, but don't be careful about drawing the same conclusions about the impact on the outcome that Ross Perot had.
No, very interesting. You know, one of the things I remember, there was this movie, War Games, back in the 80s, and it had the idea the computers were hacked, and then suddenly it was going to be World War III, right? Matthew Broderick was in that. And that's a classic now, of course, by all accounts. But there's this great line in the movie where one of the people says, one of the Secret Service people says, hey, look, you know, there was this fake attack that was going on the computer. And he says, I woke up the president and I told him we were under attack by the Russians, you know. And, of course, it was all very timely back then because Reagan was president and it was the height of the Cold War. But can you imagine they woke up, or maybe didn't wake up, Joe Biden to tell him that this major attack in Israel had occurred? And it does beg the question, who's going to be sitting in the Oval Office or sleeping upstairs in the residence when something like this happens? That doesn't seem to be Joe Biden.
We got a vacant presidency right now. And to make one observation, you know, when you go back, harken back to the 80s, and you talk about the movies and things from right there. For folks like you and me from that generation, back when we were young men and we wore a younger man's skin, it's interesting that we always call it classic. We don't resort to saying, well, that's an old movie. We say it's a classic movie. You and I, Professor, we are classics. We are not getting older. We are getting more classic.
I agree. 100%. Total agreement. Yeah, you're right. It is weird because back in the day, classic movies, like Turner Classic Movies, right? Those were movies from the 40s, you know? And producer Joe's chiming in and says, he ain't wrong.
Yeah, a little self-effacing humor and a little self-introspection is always good. It keeps us it keeps our own self-aware and honest, I think.
Well, indeed. Well, of course, back in the 80s, we talked so much about nuclear war, for example, first strikes and what would happen. That was the whole basis of that movie, War Games, right? The winning move is not to play because right. nothing ever could be worked out. You don't have a first strike and then everything's okay after that. But certainly these days, we seem to be much more on the precipice of a real disaster, not necessarily a global thermonuclear war, but nukes being used. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, back in the good old days, or the classic days, back when there was two superpowers and we had this idea of mutually assured destruction, where the idea was, well, if one of them pushes it, the thing that keeps them from doing it is at the end of the world. And now we don't have two players with nuclear capabilities. We got multiple players. We got some real nutcase state-sponsored folks out there that have nuclear capabilities or that are on the verge of achieving nuclear capability. And that has changed everything up. And it's changed our ability as a nation, United States of America, to influence and call the shots. And it plays out all around the world. And that is actually more frightening than anything. So, because, you know, right now we're focused on Israel, and there's still a war going on in Ukraine, a lot of things going on there as well. There's still things going on with between Tehran and China. There's still, and even looking at, we look at the radical Islamic fundamentalists and Hamas and Hezbollah, we forget that the most radical fundamental Islamists are in Southeast Asia. And so right. we lose sight from day to day on the things that never went away, but because the general public's focus is on the hot button issue of the time of the day, we forget that you got to keep your eye. There's a lot else going on.
Indeed. We've got Ian in Clearwater has a question or a comment. Good morning, Ian.
Well, I wanted to answer your question. I knew you threw it out to the audience rhetorically. You know, harking back to who wakes up the president. Well, I'm going to answer it. He didn't get waking up. That's why he's going to come on at 1 o'clock today and explain. He's going to explain to us, Lucy, what's going on over there in the Middle East. Because the one that got woken up when this all went down was Obama, because he's the real president. This is Obama's third term. I guarantee you he stood around wherever they're hiding in their bunkers and said, oh, let Joe sleep. Let him sleep. And he's sleeping. That's the answer. Thanks.
Sleepy Bye. Joe. All right. Thank you, Ian. Ian in Clearwater. Well, yeah, what do you think? I mean, a lot of people, Kevin, don't believe that Joe Biden is calling the shots or sitting behind the Resolute desk and the buck stops there.
Well, he is Sleepy Joe, and his president name, and there are other calling shots. Now, whether it's Obama directly, but there's a lot of Obama acolytes that are in the White House. And I think that was a part of Biden getting any kind of support by Obama, who, quite frankly, I think in his heart recognizes incapable, incompetent his former vice president is. But he's exercised control mainly through his acolytes and the folks that thought like him, were brought up by him, that actually were born and raised in a certain school of thought back when Obama was a very young man. And more like, and of course, Hillary and her crew are very much along that same mode of thinking. So it may not be Obama pulling the strings, but it may be Obama acolytes. And yeah, maybe he's behind them.
Well, yeah, something's going on. Nobody thinks that Joe Biden is actually making all the decisions. Well, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired. Thank you, sir. We will talk to you again on Thursday.
Have a great day. Talk to you Thursday.
Take care. Folks, 1-877-969-8600. We'll see you on the other side.
You're listening to an encore.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is an Encore presentation.
Oh, yeah, what a night and what a morning, of course, as we head into the final segment of the program this morning. Once again, want to welcome everybody back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. That's the telephone line, taking your telephone calls here in this segment of the program this morning. And also want to give a shout-out again to anybody listening up in Atlanta, AM 920, The Answer, Atlanta, GA, and up in Walla Walla, Oregon. You definitely want to chime in as well. That's KUJ 1420 AM and 98.7 FM if you're listening there. And, of course, our friends over in Las Vegas, 101.5 KDON, Talk of Las Vegas. And, well, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the mighty 710 KNUS there in Denver, Colorado. Got a wonderful message, by the way. Yes, I should say Walla Walla, Washington is really what I should be saying. But welcome welcome to them as well. But I got a great message from a listener up in Denver who listens on the Mighty 710 KNUS. Had some real kind words about the program, and I appreciate that very, very much. Indeed, because that's the kind of thing that keeps us going here on the broadcast. So keep them coming, and definitely want to hear from you. All right, well, let's see. We've got a quick audio clip I'd like to play for you here. This is Representative Goldman, Representative Dan Goldman, a Democrat member of Congress, and he's also on the Homeland Security Committee. He was in Israel when all this began to happen and tells about rockets coming down nearby and so forth, caught up in the midst of the Hamas attack. And he's got a great question. He was interviewed on CNN, but he's got this great question from Jake Tapper about how all this is being perceived. So let's listen in.
I wonder what your response has been to some of the responses we've seen on the left, including from some Democratic officials that seem to almost even justify these attacks as part of quote-unquote resistance. I'm sure you've seen them and know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
look, I have, and I think a couple things that we need to emphasize.
Okay, stop right there, just for a second. Before the congressman gets into his response, it's just kind of almost a tentative question. Like, well, you know, some people are kind of saying, like, you know, there's this thing about being justified, and maybe, you know, and because it's a tough thing for Jake Tapper to get out, because obviously it just seems so ridiculous. But somehow, well, it's just kind of justified. It's justified because of this, that, and the other thing, because Israel's bad. And you know, just oversimplifying, of course. But listen to what the congressman has to say here. Let's continue.
This was a horrific terrorist attack by a terrorist organization that committed brutal and atrocious war crimes against children, against raping women, elderly, indiscriminately killing innocent civilians. There's no both sides to what Hamas did. And secondly, we also need to recognize that right now we need to be firmly in Israel's corner. Having suffered such a horrific genocidal attack in a country that was founded in the aftermath of one of the worst genocides ever, the Holocaust. And what we need to remember is that this is not about Israel versus Palestinians. This is about Hamas, a terrorist organization dedicated to the eradication of Israel and all Jews. It should not exist. It should not be in power. And like Al-Qaeda and ISIS, it needs to be eliminated. And the Palestinians deserve a robust government for themselves that can be a partner in peace and security and prosperity. And Hamas is not that.
So, again, that's Representative Dan Goldman speaking, I believe, from Israel to CNN's Jake Tapper. And I appreciate his full-throated, you know, complete, total refutation of the existence about Hamas. It doesn't need to exist. It needs to be stamped out. The people in the Palestinian areas, Gaza in this case, they are being oppressed, truly oppressed by Hamas. And this is, again, everything gets turned around. Everything gets sort of, you know, unfocused in the media, and they turn it just a little bit so that it all starts to, you say to yourself, well, wow, maybe the Israelis just are really bad, and maybe we shouldn't be supporting them at all. Maybe we should pull all of our support for Israel, because after all, it's an apartheid state and blah, 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 blah. Right? And that's where you get the squad coming in. We haven't really talked a lot about the squad. A lot of times I just don't want to give them airtime. I don't want to like build them up in any way. But it's this kind of mentality that is becoming way too easy for some to get sort of caught up in. And to see these atrocities, as you just heard the congressman talking about, nothing justifies these kinds of things. We were talking with Denise Simon earlier, and we mentioned the idea that Israel always gives the warning. We're coming in. We're going to destroy this structure. We're coming after the infrastructure of the terrorist leadership and so forth. And they tell people to get out of the way because, number one, they have to defend themselves, but they also are not monsters. And what you see from Hamas seems to certainly be acting like monsters. And we have to have these more clear delineations in our society, in our world today. Otherwise, we're going to be just taken apart bit by bit from the inside because you have people who say to themselves, well, you know, maybe Hamas is really, maybe they're really trying to free these people. Maybe they're really, they're on the right track. And to do what they did, well, they were provoked into doing it. They had no choice. You know, people always have a choice. From the 9/11 hijackers had a choice. And I don't want to get into all this. It's incredibly dramatic and incredibly painful, right, to think about these things. But people have a choice. They have a choice to not to murder and slaughter and do the things that we've seen happen. That's always the choice. And it seems as though terrorist groups of this nature will take advantage of the good nature of the Americans or of the Israelis or of the Europeans or of the, just name it, name the country, name the free country where people do have freedom and self-determination and don't want to be at war with other people. You know, they're always the ones that say, watch out, you know, you're forcing our hand. You're making us have to defend ourselves. And otherwise, again, they take advantage of the good nature. But you also have to be strong. And you can talk about all these histories replete with all these examples of being strong. And you have to be. And a lot of times, and you have the warriors out there right now who are training, right, in the military. They're training for war in whatever capacity they're in, whatever branch that they're in. But they're training for war, but they're praying for peace. They know how terrible this is. They don't want to have to go to war. But yet they do this. And this is one of the amazing things about our active military and about our veterans that always gets me is this notion that they're getting ready to go. And they have to be in this what amounts to be a constant state of war because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, just like we saw over the weekend. You could be called into something, and they're willing to go where their nation asks them to go. They don't complain, and they don't say, no, I don't want to go over there. I don't agree with this politically. I don't know all this stuff. They don't do that. They just go, and they take care of business. And it's always been just an amazing, amazing thing for me to observe and to see. But obviously what's happening in Israel right now is going to have far-reaching effects. We will be talking about it as we move through the week. We'll be talking about the other news headlines as well. This first several days here, obviously a lot is happening, and we're glad that we're able to bring you the latest updates as best as we can. But our world is changing. It has changed and will continue to change, especially as we go through this presidential election season, because the debate now and whatever questions they might have had in the debate for the next one, whoever's preparing for that, that's all out the window. It's all different. And I think, and I'll just kind of go out on a limb here, I think you're going to find that there might be a couple of people who decided, I'm not running for president right now. This isn't, it's not a good time to come out, but whatever, it's Trump or whatever it is, or because of Trump and his popularity. But things could change, and you might see a couple of candidates that did not actually come out and declare or pursue this, but times have changed, and we just might need their skill set. So who knows? Things could really change. But also what's going to change is the whole Biden thing, because Biden can't handle this. We see it. We know it. We get it. And it's much more of a foregone conclusion that they might want to make a change on the ticket before too long. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Very, very glad to be with you here on the program this morning, here on this Tuesday morning. It's been a great show. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to Joe Weaver for producing. Thanks to everybody at AM 860, our flagship station. Thanks to GCN, and thank you. Thanks to you for listening and calling in. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
Third Watch.
This is an...
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.